Peanuts offer great things to cane farmers as a rotational crop. They improve soil health by fixing nitrogen and provide another income stream. Planting has just begun in the Wide Bay, following a big harvest of about 5,500 tonnes. But these peanuts need water, which can be expensive to pump and difficult to secure in dry conditions. Despite the challenges, more growers are signing up. A senior agronomist with the Peanut Company of Australia, Pat Harden, explains.
Yeah, we've had increased interest this season from quite a number of new growers. How many end up physically planting is always the question, but the interest has been there, and I would say we'd probably have hopefully at least half a dozen more. Why is an interesting question. I think definitely in some cases it's because people have they've just been watching the cane and the productivity in the cane after peanuts on their neighbouring properties and thought, well, I need to do some of that as well. You know, I can do it too, and that's fine. And other people have been looking at maybe a shorter season, something that they can irrigate for a little bit shorter time and know that they're going to, you know, hopefully get a return at the end of it. Other people are obviously generally looking for a alternative to maximise the use of the land they've got. In other words, we've got fallow land, we need to do something with it. I mean, we've been growing peanuts here now, I'll say in the modern times, since 1990 or 1991. So there's been quite a few cane cycles through that time for people to see the results. We see this as a key district for us.
Now, the dry weather and water supplies on some farms are concerns for this coming season. What are the water supplies looking like?
Look, they're actually pretty reasonable. Well, good. I mean, we've got 100% allocation. The bore allocations, I believe, are pretty good. The on-farm dams are not full. Some are in some cases, small dams are, but some of the larger growers with the big dams, they're short of water. PCA has irrigation water. We have allocation water that we get to growers to help them grow peanuts, so that's a help. But there's some places we can't get water to.
Childers Region farmer Daryl Rapley has been growing cane for decades and has tried soybeans as a rotational crop. But he's decided to give peanuts a go after seeing how they've improved the soil in cane fields around the district. He'll soon start planting the 25 hectares he's prepared, which could increase to 40 hectares if things go well.
To grow a good crop of peanuts, you've got to correct your soil or your inputs, which then sets it up for growing a good crop of cane.
And essentially more cane.
More cane, yeah. You'll grow good cane for the next probably 3 years after a good crop of peanuts. I've grown soya beans a couple times and did all right, but I've just looked around the district and noticed the better crops where peanuts have been grown, and that's one of the main reasons.
Of course, there's the secondary income of the peanuts when you harvest them. How are you going in terms of preparing for harvesting the peanuts?
I'm actually working in with the people that are in the district, and they're going to plant them and thrash them and all that sort of stuff for me, and I'll just have to pay a cost for that. But that's what I'm going to do for the first couple of years, to just to get a feel of them and see how they go.
Is it a bit hefty in terms of outlay to actually set this up?
Yeah, you've got a fair bit of expense in liming and correcting the soil pH and inputs. And yeah, I'll know more about that as time goes on, because I haven't really grown them yet to know what exactly is going to be the cost.
Are the troubles in the sugar industry, the bigger troubles, and of course always the volatility with the sugar price, is that another factor in the reason you're looking at diversifying?
Yes and no, mainly just, yeah, probably to set up another revenue stream. Like, actually, the sugar price, probably not just at the moment, but in the last few years, has been the best it's been for a long, long time.
What challenges do you anticipate with the peanuts?
Mainly keeping the water up to them, because it's a dry area and irrigation's going to be a big thing. Spraying will be a challenge, keeping that all up to date, and getting it done timely too, that'll be a challenge.
Irrigation costs have been a huge impost on farmers very recently because they've shot up so high. But so obviously you've worked out that this is worth it to irrigate?
I hope so. I'll tell you more in 6 months' time.